morning. This is Max Sturks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a few notes about the 2019 acreage reporting dates. Farm Service Agency reminds crop and livestock producers that all 2019 crops and land uses, which include the newly enrolled CRP, must annually be certified by filing what we call the Form FSA 578, which is a report of commodities that needs to be done by July 15th. Crop certification reports are required for producers who are going to enroll in both the ARC and the PLC programs, as well as if you have commodity loans, if you have loan deficiency payments, if you're involved in the Conservation Reserve Program, the CRP program, if you're part of the Non-Insured Crop Assistance Disaster Program, or NAP, or the Livestock Forage Disaster Assistance Program, LFP. So in most cases, all cropland on the farm must be reported for the program compliance. We also need, for the acreage report, we need planting dates, type and variety of the crop, and the accurate acreages of what you planted. It's the producer's responsibility to accurately report the acres and whatever the producer's share or risk are in the individual crops, whether it's a crop share, whether it's 100% or things like that. Discrepancies that are found later may affect eligibility for all FSA-administered programs. Acreage reports may be filed once crops are planted. The 578 filed after July 15th will be charged a minimum inspection fee of $46 per farm. Producers are going to be reporting prevented planting or failed acres. We remind them to visit with their crop insurance agent first before they come and report their acreage to us. June 15th is the deadline to report prevented corn and prevented soybeans. That date is June 30th. Save time and ensure efficient service. We appreciate and highly encourage appointments for scheduling completing the program activities, so call and stop by to schedule yours today. Now, Conservation Reserve Program cover maintenance. Producers that participate in the CRP program, we remind them that they're responsible for cover maintenance. They need to maintain practices according to their conservation plan without any additional cost share assistance from FSA. This includes things like compliance with state noxious weed laws and controlling of other weeds that are not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to the existing cover or it adversely impacts other landowners around. CRP participants need to receive FSA approval before they begin spot weed treatment, and that includes things like cedar trees on your CRP, during the primary nesting season, which began back in May, on May 15th, and it runs through August 1st. Treatment includes things like spot spraying, spot mowing. It's limited to the immediate area of what the infestation of the weeds are. And we also remind producers who have completed their contract management activities this spring to turn in their cost share billings to the local office as soon as possible so we can process them for payment. If your mid-contract management was not completed prior to May 15th, we want to remind you that you need to complete your mid-contract management after the 1st of August and before September 30th of this year. If you have questions on that, come talk to us in our office. And now Conservation Reserve Program applications. Producers have been receiving letters recently, and other producers that maybe haven't received letters recently from FSA pertaining to the Conservation Reserve Program sign-up. We remind producers to visit with their local service center soon. If you're going to be doing any work that might be relative to Conservation Reserve programs, we want to look at the field planning progress before the crop growth makes any fields difficult to examine. We began accepting new continuous CRP applications this past Monday, June 3rd, and FSA recently announced a limited continuous CRP sign-up that prioritizes water quality practices through the 2018 Farm Bill. This year's continuous sign-up includes such practices as your grass waterways, filter strips, riparian buffers, which include trees on their grass strips, saturated buffers, denitrifying buffers, and any wetland restoration. Continuous sign-up enrolled contracts are for 10 to 15 years in duration. They also plan to open more CRP options for the December 2019 general CRP sign-up. Producers that are interested in applying for continuous CRP practices can contact the local USDA Service Center, and more information about the CRP and a full list of continuous eligible practices can be found at fsa.usda.gov/CRP. And finally, the 2019 County Committee elections. Those County Committee election nomination periods begin June 15th, which is next week. The nomination forms must be postmarked or received in the county office by the close of business on the 1st of August. County committees are unique to FSA. They allow producers to have a voice on federal farm program implementation here at the local level. Cass County, we are actively seeking nominees for the local administrative Area 1, which encompasses the townships of Brighton, Pimosa, Benton, Grant, Grove, and Franklin. If you reside in any of those townships and are involved with the farm as an owner or an operator or as another tenant, maybe you just have the pasture on the ground, please consider serving your fellow producers on the FSA County Committee. Annual FSA County Committee election of ag producers to serve on the Farm Service Agency's committees. It's important to all farmers and ranchers, whether you're a beginning or if a long-term farmer, whether you have a large or a small operation. Elected County Committee members serve a three-year term. They're responsible for making decisions on things like FSA disaster, conservation, commodity, and price support programs, as well as other important federal farm program issues, and they ensure that those needs of the local producers are met. Committee meets about once a month. Members are paid for their time and reimbursed for their mileage expenses. To become a nominee, eligible individuals must sign Form FSA 669A by the nomination deadline of August 1st. Producers can nominate themselves or they can nominate others as candidates. Organizations representing minority and women farmers can also nominate candidates. All producers, including beginning farmers, minority, and underserved farm owners, are encouraged to submit the nomination to serve on the FSA County Committee. If you have any more, want any more information or complete an application, stop by our office. And in closing, if you have any, if you want more information on any of the topics covered today, if you have any questions, contact your local county FSA office. If you're here in Cass County, we're at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic. Our phone number is 243-1377. And you can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks and have a great day.